Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Baer's here, too. Jay is a great member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Convince and Convert, a New York Times bestselling author of at least a half a dozen books, sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's one of the top social media marketing experts. One of his books is called Hug Your Haters. I love that one. Also, Utility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. He's our good friend Jay. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. Fantastic to be back with you and the listeners. Be part of the Brain Trust. How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. I love having you on because you're the poster child for what I tell my audience about our Brain Trust. You're one of the examples of someone who is an expert in your field, but you're always pushing the envelope. You're always out there trying things out. You're always a little bit ahead of the curve, meaning that what you're talking about is what we're going to be doing in a week or two or a month or a year. And I know you want to talk about, you're going to give us a peek under the hood of your new book today, right?
I sure am, yeah, and thank you for the kind words. That's what I try and do. I try and say, okay, you know, what's going to be really, really important to small business in 2 years. Let's start talking about that now so we can get people prepped.
Right, exactly. So your new book, which should be out later in the fall, you're gonna launch. You've already promised to launch it on the show, right?
I will absolutely help launch it on the show. It's available for pre-order now, which is funny because it's not even finished being written yet. That's how the book business works, right? The book business is the same now as it was like in Egyptian times.
We're going to get you some pre-order started because we're going to talk about it right now. Talk Triggers.
Attaboy.
What's a talk trigger?
Talk Triggers. Yeah, the subtitle is The Complete Guide to Creating Customers with Word of Mouth. A talk trigger is something operationally different that you choose to do in your business that creates conversations among your customers. And when that happens, when your current customers tell their friends about you, what happens? New customers come at no new cost. So there's lots of amazing examples in the book and out there. I'll give you one. There's a small business in Sacramento, California called Skip's Kitchen. And Skip's is a hamburger restaurant counter service. So you walk up to the front and you place your order, and they bring your food out to you when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what Skip's does is you place your order. Jim, you're going to love this. They pull out a deck of cards from under the counter, and they fan the cards out in front of you face down, and they say, Jim, pick a card. Well, if you pick the Joker, Jim, your entire meal is free.
I'll be darned.
Now, these guys have done $0 of advertising in the history of the restaurant.
Wow.
Because the only advertising they need is, on average, 3 people a day win. They pick a Joker.
That's right.
And those... They go crazy. They go crazy. They take pictures. They put it on Facebook. They put it on Instagram. They talk about it on Yelp and TripAdvisor. It's a huge conversation point. It's word of mouth that creates new customers, and that's their secret. And anybody can do this. You just have to want to and figure it out.
Well, and what they're doing is they're blending a heavy dose of humanity, which is people wanting to have an experience. Obviously, people wanting something for nothing, but people wanting to experience you getting something for nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's theater.
Yes, it's theater. Well, and sometimes it doesn't have to be theatrical. It just has to be consistent. So there's lots and lots of hotel chains in the U.S., of course. One of the best hotel examples of a talk trigger is DoubleTree Hotels. As you may know, Jim, listeners may know, if you go to DoubleTree, they give you a warm chocolate chip cookie
delicious.
Every time.
It's delicious.
So I did a research project.
I should say, I'm sorry
it's
to say,
cookie.
They're delicious.
Yeah, it's a good cookie. They're delicious. I did some research for the book. I talked to 1,000 DoubleTree customers, Jim. And I said, hey, have you ever told anybody about the cookie? 34% of DoubleTree customers who have stayed at a DoubleTree in the last 90 days have proactively told somebody else about the cookie.
Wow.
That is an extraordinary word-of-mouth engine that creates new customers, right? You just give people something to talk about. That's what you need to propel your business for. Here's a crazy stat for you.
Go ahead with your stat.
Crazy stat. 19% of the entire U.S. economy is driven directly by word of mouth.
19%. Say that again. 19%.
19% of the entire U.S. economy is driven entirely
and you're
by
talking,
word
and
of mouth.
Are you talking analog word of mouth, meaning human to
combined.
Human?
Combined.
Analog and digital.
Social media recommendations plus you and I are having
a
conversation.
But you're not talking about, you're not including UGC in there, are you?
UGC, if in fact you say, hey, let me post a picture on Instagram of my amazing, hot dog that I had at the fair, that would count. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's, you're talking about trillions of dollars.
That's right.
But here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part about this, Jim. It's 19% of the economy. In business-to-business purchases, it's 90% that are influenced by word of mouth.
Oh, yeah, I believe
it. So everybody listening to the show cares about what customers say. But nobody listening to the show has an actual strategy for making sure that their customers talk consistently about them. We just assume it happens. We don't have a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book's about.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what I love about what you're doing here, Jay, is you're making sure that we don't go too far down the new school road without paying homage and recognizing that as analog humans, we're always going to want old school. We're always going to want analog old school.
I tell you, I'm so glad. It warms my heart. I'm so glad you picked up on that because it's a major part of why we wrote this book. My friend Daniel Lemon is my co-author on this project. And, here's the thing. Word of mouth, actual face-to-face or even on the telephone recommendations are more important than ever because we don't do that very
That's
much.
Right.
We just assume that
That's
Facebook
right.
will take care of whatever. But if you and I are on the phone or we're sitting together having a beer, and I say, you know what you really should buy is this. That carries so
automatic.
Much pervasive.
Well, referrals are any referral is golden.
Yes.
And when you talked about 90% of businesses are word of mouth, that's a referral. Referrals are solid gold. Anybody who's
solid
got any,
gold.
Any business to business salesperson who isn't spending 75% of their time getting referrals is not going to make it. Probably. Jay, I need your website, please.
I completely agree. Website for me is convinceandconvert.com. Convinceandconvert.com. Website's not ready for the book yet, but we will soon enough.
Talk triggers, folks. That's coming up. New book in the fall. But we're going to keep talking about it after this break. We appreciate Jay allowing us to have a little peek under the hood. 6 months in advance. How about that, folks? That's a good friend. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.